I think you're probably going to see, you know, we've talked about this already, but like, I think you're probably going to see businesses starting to ask, what are technology solutions to things that they maybe used to do, you know, offline previously, just because they've been forced into that now, right? So yeah. I think that that will definitely accelerate, really, regardless of generation. I have a friend who's a psychologist who is like the most, you know, she's not necessarily anti-technology, but she's, you know, she's pretty much a Luddite. She's in her 70s.
She's an analog person. That's a nice
Exactly. She's an analog person. There you go. Right. She's an analog person. And she has totally shifted her entire psychology business to use Zoom. And she says that in many cases, patients actually like it better. They don't have the hassle of having to drive to her office, you know, and find parking and all of that. And I think that, you know, that's a good example of someone who is, you know, she's actually in an industry that's, you know, doing great, obviously, because we're all super anxious. Yeah. She's not about to retire, but she is like reinventing her business to use a, you know, really easy new technology platform that now consumers and she are, you know, really familiar and comfortable with. So
will this sort of shake people? The people who can make the pivot will get through the muddle through this, and
right.
The ones who just can't.
I think won't. That's true. Yeah. You know, it probably is going to sort of acutely highlight your motivation as to whether this is a shift that you want to make, or no, it's time to hand this off to someone else.
Right.
But I don't necessarily see that. I think the generational thing is maybe a little bit overplayed, even though I do think that we're going to see an increase in technology adoption, basically regardless of demographics.